back to Right Off the Bat with Marty Lurie.
Back here with our inside look at baseball. Another beautiful day in the Cactus League. A's and Giants coming up. We're joined by Jeff Fletcher. And boy, that is a familiar name around the Bay Area. Formerly with the Santa Rosa Press Democrat, has a fabulous baseball blog now. He's a real baseball writer. He's seen a lot of the Giants and the A's over the past couple of weeks. Fletch, nice to have you on the show today. Tell us about what's going on with you.
Oh, it's great to be here, Marty. I've been doing BayBridgeBaseball.com. Hopefully people have seen it. It's kind of a continuation of what I did at the Press Democrat, where I'm covering both the Giants and the A's and trying to provide whatever insight I can from, you know, being on the field and watching the games and talking to the players. And so far, I think people are liking it.
Yeah, I think it's good. I go to it every day. And Jeff Fletcher with us. Check out his baseball blog. And Fletcher, today A's and Giants. And whenever these two teams meet, you can throw out the record books.
Especially in spring training, you can really throw them out. But it'll be interesting to see today. We got Orlando Cabrera finally making his debut for the A's, which should be interesting. And the Giants have actually, even though it's a split squad for them, they've sent some real players over here, probably because the game's on TV and they want to represent a little bit. But it should be interesting.
Pitching for the A's today, Dallas Braden. And I guess the talk of the A's camp, and you've mentioned it on your blog, is Vince Mazzaro and Trevor Cahill and Brett Anderson and the continuing saga of a Justin Dukeshire and Joey Devine with those elbow injuries. How's this starting rotation going to shake out, and can any of these three young kids start the season with the A's?
I would say right now it looks like Mazzaro has a pretty good chance to make it as the number five starter. The other guy's probably not quite. But as for Dukeshire, he's supposed to throw a bullpen on Tuesday, and if he makes that and has no setbacks whatsoever the rest of the way, he can be in that first five games and be in the rotation when the season starts. If that happens, then probably you've got Mazzaro as the number five, along with Evelyn Gallagher and Braden as the other three. If Dukeshire's not quite ready to go, then I think maybe Edgar Gonzalez is the next guy on that list, and you're looking at Gonzalez and Mazzaro along with Gallagher, Braden, and Evelyn.
Boy, interesting. What happens to Gio Gonzalez? We've seen a lot of him down here in the spring, and God, he looks to me like a fabulous short left-handed reliever. I don't mean short in stature, but a guy who can come in and get a couple of outs.
Yeah, you know, I think they are talking about him being a reliever as opposed to going to Sacramento to start, which to me is always kind of an interesting dilemma that you have when you have a young guy who you think could be a starter in the long run. To me, I think you want to keep him as a starter, even if that's a Triple A, until the point where you realize he cannot be a major league starter. Because once you start messing around with him in the bullpen, it really doesn't help him develop as a starter. I think that, you know, if you look at the Giants, we've seen a little of that with Jonathan Sanchez, how it's taken him a while because he's gone back and forth. Whereas if they'd have just left him as a starter the whole time, maybe he would be more polished at this point. So if the A's do put him in the bullpen, you know, I think that maybe says something about what they think of him in the long run.
Yeah, Jeff Samardzija, the Cubs, another one who's kind of in that in-between stage, probably will go to Iowa to be a starter as opposed to putting him in the bullpen. Bobby Crosby, is he comfortable at third, first, second, outfield? They haven't tried him at catcher yet.
Well, we've seen him at third a few games, and he's actually handled everything flawlessly and even made a nice diving stop. And I think he's going to have zero problem whatsoever playing third. It's not that much different from shortstop. First base, he just played his first inning yesterday, and I just talked to him, and he said it felt very strange to be over there because it's a whole other side of the field, and, you know, holding runners on and popping off the bag is something that he never had to do at, you know, either other position. But I think, you know, obviously if you're a good enough athlete to play shortstop, you can play first, so I think that'll be fine. Second base is the real question because the pivot is totally different from shortstop, and that's really what he has to learn. He said he thinks he'll be ready to play second within a week.
I love his comments about the different position. He says, I don't know, when the ball's hit to the outfield, I just wait to see if it's a triple when he's playing third.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's got, people may have gotten on him a little bit because he said he wants to be a shortstop, but I don't begrudge him that. He does want to be a shortstop because in the same breath he says, as long as I'm here, though, I'm going to do whatever they want me to do, and I'm going to do the best I can to learn these other positions, but I want to be a shortstop, which is the truth, and I don't have a problem with anybody saying that.
No, for $5.2 million, I'd be anything they want me to be, too. Jeff Fletcher joined us. Great to have him on. Check out his baseball blog. When Jeff comes back on and answers our next question, he'll tell you where to go on the Internet to find it. It really is good baseball every day. The Giants, they coming over here. How do you like the Giants?
Well, the Giants, I think, are going to have very good pitching. which is going to give him a chance to stay in games and, you know, get some breaks. But there, I just really think they need to do something with a lineup if they want to really have a chance to go to the postseason and contend. They need to find somebody in the middle of the lineup, and maybe that's a trade in July, because it obviously doesn't look like they're going to get anybody now. But I think they need to get somebody in there to give them a little pop.
Tell us about the blog again. I want to ask you this. How do you even start a blog? How do you get advertised? How does all this happen? Because fans, believe me, when he tells you this site, go to it, check it out. It really is good baseball.
Well, it's BayBridgeBaseball.com, which I came up with that name basically because I wanted to think of something that was that could combine the Giants and A's, and that's, you know, was a pretty obvious one. It really is incredibly easy to start. One morning I just said, you know what, I should just do a blog. And I went on to Google has the blogger thing called blogger.com, I believe it is, and you go and you fill out some forms and boom, you got a blog. And then you just there's places where you can go to where you can kind of sign up and they'll give you advertising. They'll put ads on your site and they split the money with you, although you need a lot of visitors to make any money, let me tell you. So everybody out there, the more every time you come to my site, I'm getting about 1/8 of a cent. So it's really not that hard at all, which is why so many people have blogs. But, you know, I'm trying to make it not just a blog that anybody could just start, because I do have what a lot of people don't have, which is I have some access to the teams, and I know some people, and I can come down here and make a video of Michael Enoa's first professional bullpen in the United States, which I did the other day, and I can take questions from readers and ask, you know, David Forrest or something like that. So I'm trying to do things that are a little different than you can get from, you know, either Athletics Nation or McCovey Chronicles or any of those other kind of blogs.
All right, good stuff, Jeff Fletcher. All right, good luck on the blog, Bay Area, Bay Bridge Baseball, BayBridgeBaseball.com, and we'll catch up with Jeff. He'll have some more good news, I'm sure, in his career coming up as the season goes on. Jeff, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, we'll be back with more right after this.